Baby.
Hey. Why are you over there at the desk?
I said, why are you over there at the desk?
You can't sleep? So now you're doing work to pass time. Why can't you sleep? Or something in your head, or you just literally can't sleep? You just can't sleep? Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, how long has this been happening? A couple of times. Sweetie, why have you told me about this? Because I would have wanted to help. Yeah. Why didn't you tell me?
So this has been happening for a while.
Okay, well, we should get. Do you want to get some melatonin? No, I mean obviously not right now. But do you want to do it like tomorrow or something? Well, sweetie, you need to sleep. Plus, you have work in a couple hours. Yeah, so you really, really need your... You really need your rest. Did you take anything? As in, did you drink warm milk? Did you take a shower? Warm showers help me at night. That's why I take it at night. Warm showers help me with my sleep. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel all cuddly and stuff. It makes me feel all warm. So when I feel very warm, I can go to bed. Mm-hmm. Still, you tried the warm milk thing and you still can't. I'm sorry. Well, at least come back to bed. I want to help you.
I don't know, but I want to help you.
Yeah, but the first step into letting me help you is to crawl back into bed with me. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on, baby boy. There we go. There we go. That's my man. Come on. Ugh. Snuggle up with me. Yep, turn off the computer. You're not going back to that. You're not going back to the computer. Now turn it off and then come here. There you go.
No,
don't worry. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. What matters is you. There you go. First things first, give me kisses. Because I said so. I'm sorry you can't sleep. I don't know what. I mean, what Jess and her husband do is that if one of them can't sleep, one of them will, the other one will, like, ramble or tell stories. Like, random stories about their lives or whatever, and then it usually helps. So, do you want me to tell you a random story? Random stories that I've experienced. Me, my family, my friends, I don't care. I mean, it usually helps because I talk a lot and you drift off... When I talk a lot. You do. I mean, usually I would get mad at you about that. But right now, I'm willing to go to ramble about random shit to let you drift off to sleep. Yeah. So is yes? Alright. Let me see. Let me see. Oh. You just look really cute when you're looking at me like that. Yes, I gave your nose a kiss. Now leave me alone. Alright. Let's think. What's an interesting story that I can talk about? Did I ever tell you about that one Valentine's Day with my parents? No? Well, so about a week leading up to Valentine's Day. This was like 3 years ago, I think. 3-4 years ago. A week leading into Valentine's Day, my mom and my dad were arguing. They had a disagreement with stuff, and they weren't really talking. So, like, it was kind of like walking on eggshells when I was living at home. And it was awkward at times, but it was not... It wasn't that bad. Like, it wasn't like, oh, it wasn't like dropping F-bombs, all that. Like, it wasn't that, but it was just kind of like, you could feel the tension, but it wasn't that bad. Anyways, so my dad, being the respectable man, he got my mom flowers and chocolate, and he gave her this card, which was like a random, like one of those cards you get like at CVS or like out of your local pharmacy or whatever. And it was the card, and then he wrote a long note, and it was just explaining that he was sorry, and that like I'm sorry if what I said was wrong, blah 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 blah. And like I read it over, and I was like, that's so cute. Like, that's really, really cute. My mother, being the amazingly petty woman that she is, she gave my dad, what are those? Hearing aids. She gave my dad a pack of hearing aids because she said, and I quote, so he can finally listen to me. And what my parents do is that before giving each other the Valentine's Day or like anniversary gifts, they always come to me because I'm usually like in the middle with everybody. So they always come to me with stuff. So when my mom showed me, she just showed me the hearing aids, and I was like, why'd you give him hearing aids? Like, my dad has pretty good ears. Like, he has pretty good hearing. Like, what's up? And she said, so your father can finally listen to me. I cried laughing. I was like, can you please repeat that? And then she repeated it, and I just laughed even harder. It was great. What did my dad react? Oh God. So when my mom gave it to my dad, it was like the same thing with me. Like, she just gave it to him without saying anything. So she just gave it to him, and then he grabbed it, looked down at it for like a couple seconds, looked up at her with a confused look, and he was like, what is this for? And then she leaned in, grabbed his shoulder, and was like, so you can finally listen to me. My dad's jaw dropped, but then he started dying laughing. And then he said, this is why I love you. And then they kissed, and it was cute. And I was like, my parents, from that moment on, I knew my parents were marriage goals. Fuck yes. I'm surprised I haven't told you that story. Oh my God. It's one of my favorite stories about my parents. One of my favorite stories. Wow. I can go on about my parents. You want me to go on by my parents? Well, is my talking helping? Okay. Going on about my parents. My parents, well, my family in general, we're very low-key. We're like, away from everything. We're just kind of secluded in our own area. We're just doing things by ourselves, just living life by ourselves. And we're also very low-key, like, we don't do really, like, any big parties or, like, big dinners or, like, whatever. Like, Thanksgiving, it's literally just my immediate family. And we just make food. And that's it. Like, we don't have, like, my aunts and my uncles and my cousins coming over for Thanksgiving. Like, no, we don't do that. It's just my immediate family. It's just us. Yeah. But it's very nice. Like, I like the fact that I was raised like this because it made me realize that I don't need so many things. I don't ask, like, for instance, I don't ask for shit. You know, I don't ask for shit. Like, I don't ask for a lot because what I'm given is what I need. Like, I don't ask for anything. That's why I hate my birthday. I hate Christmas. Because I don't know what to say. When someone's like, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for your birthday? I don't know what to say because I don't really want anything. Because I literally have everything that I need. Yeah. Yeah, so, like, growing up, we're very minimalistic. I mean, I had a roof over my head, food on the table, clothes on my back, like, I had everything. And I had a great relationship with my parents, good family, whatever. But we were very, like, minimalistic and very low-key. So now, like, I don't ask for much and I don't need that much. Yeah. I work around with what I got. Always. That's what people, a lot of people, just, they always ask for much and they always wait for something to happen and then they're like, literally appreciate the shit that you have. Appreciate the shit you have. Like, do I want $1,000 and to be spoiled? Yes. Do I dream about that? Yes. But I'm realistic. I'm not gonna get it. And guess what? I don't care. Because I'm happy with what I got. And people just need to appreciate what they have. Like, people are annoying. But, like, one thing about my family is that no matter if we're broke or if we're having a bad day or, like, bad things are happening around the family, we always say, we're not poor, we're not rich, but we're blessed. And damn right, I feel blessed. I feel blessed to grow up in the family that I lived in. Grow up in the neighborhoods and communities that I was in. And I'm blessed to have an amazingly wonderful, loving, caring, intelligent, badass boyfriend. Which is... And there you are, off to sleep. Oh, you look so cute when you sleep. I forgot. Well, I'm glad my rambling made you sleep. Oh, the little wrinkle in your nose when you're sleeping. Oh, I'm falling in love all over again. Let me just give you a couple kisses on the forehead. Good night, baby. I love you very much. I'll always love you. Always and forever.